Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. Women can do anything. This is a fact backed up by thousands of doctors, lawyers, scientists, directors, and more who have proven it. But another fact also holds true. It's different for women. Doubts, biases, and outright discrimination still exist in today's society. It's up to women and men to support, defend, and break down those barriers for each other. A local organization has been championing women and marginalized communities for years and continues to help thousands of women in the Triad each day. It's Color of Reason, the Women's Community Council of Greensboro, and I'm delighted to welcome back its founder, Cynthia Ricks, and charter member Vicki Henry to tell us about the work of the council and the return of a beloved event. Good morning, Cynthia and Vicki.
Good morning.
Tell us about the Color of Reason Women's Community Council. How did it get started, and how has it changed and grown over the years?
The Color of Reason got started in the year of 2011. And what it does is it helps to strengthen our family ties and uplift our communities. And it also helps to empower our youth. The main thing that I would like to say is that it encourages and strengthens the autonomy of the community services and positive awareness that we want to bring forth. And we have shown to do that, especially as we have continued to grow along the way.
It got started due to the fact that we realized there were a lot of issues that needed to be addressed or to be told out into the community so that the citizens in our communities will be aware of what is going on and what they can do in order to help these problem areas. Mostly because of the females. Females are not, their voices are very weakened and not heard from a predominantly male environment. So we wanted to start an organization that addressed female issues and young girls' issues so that it can grow over the years and so that we can start being heard by the powers that be that can make the changes that could accommodate some of the problem areas that we have in the community.
Why do you feel it's so important to have an organization like this specifically for young women?
I feel that it is so imperative to have an organization like this. It's because young women need to know their strengths. They need to know who they are. And in many cases, the self-esteem I found in starting this organization wasn't where it needed to be in a lot of young women. And so we wanted to start this organization to help all women, and especially our youth, to realize that they have a lot to offer. And and when we can encourage them to utilize their strengths and work on everything that they feel that is not where it needs to be, that they will grow to be productive citizens of society. And I just feel real strong about that because they are our future and we need to start with them.
There are strength in numbers. And as an organization, we see it as a platform for all of the young women to get together and to discuss some of the issues that we would like to be addressed with some of the city council leaders, politicians, and some of the entrepreneurs and businesses that are around in the area. We have in the past addressed some of this with our Girls by Leadership by Design for Young Women, and we had various areas, entrepreneurship and financial problems and issues that need to be addressed. But it is important to our organization that the word gets out and then also be considered where there is a need. And we are part of the community, so we should not be any area that should be left unaddressed.
Absolutely. And you were mentioning earlier about entrepreneurship, and one of the things that I really found that was very uplifting for the majority of the young women was the financial literacy, you know, the importance of that. Also, the personal development, all of that play a major role in young women becoming the best that they can be.
So these are some of the programs that you offer for them and you help them to learn before they get out into the real world on their own.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we found that when we were talking with them and sharing with them, as far as especially as even a personal development and especially financial literacy, that there was a lack of knowledge, a lack of information. And also, I found that many of them had an interest in becoming entrepreneurs, and we wanted to assist them with their gifts that they already have so that they can reach those goals and tell them some of the things that needed to be in place in order for them to become successful.
And we provide resources and experts that could come and do workshops and training to our young people as well as the community, because we don't know everything. So we do. We go to our experts, and they are readily available to come out and assist us with workshops and training that we would like to do for the community.
You know, in today's world, women can do and be anything they dream of, but that doesn't mean that the path there won't be riddled with potholes and hurdles. Tell us about some of the obstacles that you have seen women encounter.
One personally that I am very close to is the domestic violence. We've seen women that are in these types of situations and they don't know where to go. And also they don't know, they feel like no one is listening to them. So we put on the domestic violence forum every year. And that's usually in domestic violence month around September, October of every year. And this point, we have the resources for them, tell them where they need to go, what they need to do, how to get out of the situation. And if you know of someone that may be in that situation, how to go about contacting the person that could help them out. So that is one of our big programs that that we have reached out into the community for. And we have partnerships with that as well. Cynthia will tell you about our partnership.
Yeah, with the Family Justice Center here in Greensboro. They work diligently with us as far as providing resources, as far as providing survivors to share their stories. And one of the things that I think most people are not really aware of is teenage domestic violence.
Mm-hmm. Bullying.
Bullying and that type of thing, and dating, teenage dating and things like that, that we have come across. And we have experts to come in and address those issues to let them know when a relationship is not safe for them and not good for them. Some of the signs to look for when they are in these dating relationships and they think, well, you know how young people are. Well, he does that because he loves me, or he wants to keep track of me. But we also try to make them aware of the fact that sometimes these things like this might be a wake-up call for you to know when to get out of situations. And sometimes it can be a form of control. Then the sooner you learn to pick up on some of these items, you're going to be better off. And so those are some of the things that we really focus on as far as obstacles and things like that that we allow to get in our way without sometimes even knowing it.
When you're talking to young women and you're preparing them for some of the things they may encounter as they head out into the world, do you talk to them about recognizing when they might be treated differently in the workplace and if there's any kind of discrimination against them or ways to recognize when things like that are happening?
Of course, we try to prepare them as best we can that it's not going to be smooth sailing. You're in your comfort comfort zone right now. It's what we try to share with them. But I said, when you go out into the world, everybody's not going to look at you as trying to move up, trying to move forward, trying to be positive. And the thing that's most important is that you be aware of it. Do not let it stop you. Even if you have to come back to others to get support that you need, try to avoid as much of the negativity and keep it out of your mind as much as possible, because you're going to run into those things. Everybody's not going to see your goal like you see them. So you need to be aware of that. And then just remember that sometimes if you're afraid of that, that causes you to fail. Fear is a very powerful thing. And so we try to encourage them not to be fearful. Sometimes fear, and sometimes we have to tell them, a lot of them that are afraid to push forward because of failure. I said, the only thing that fails is not trying. You have to try. And then once you try, if it doesn't work that way, there are always other ways to do things. It's more than one way to do things. Sometimes we have to tell them, some people are afraid of their own success. They kind of get fearful because they are being successful and don't know how to handle that. So that's always a possibility. And to try not to use excuses for your not getting to where you want to go. That's very easy to do whenever things are not going your way. So just remember, there's more than one way to do anything.
Yes, to address our outward appearance, we do workshops on dress for success, how to dress and how to carry yourself. We also do etiquette. So whenever you have an interview with a company, you know which fork to use, which knife or whatever and stuff, and to know how to put your napkin in your plate whenever you finish and things of that nature. So we try to address all aspects. You know, you have to look the part. You got to think the part, first of all, but then you also got to look the part.
I'm speaking with Cynthia Ricks and Vicki Henry of The Color of Reason, the Women's Community Council in Greensboro. We've talked about a few ways that you've helped to prepare young women for obstacles they may run into. And what about something like, let's say, sexual discrimination in the workplace? Do you talk to them about that happening?
We have shared some information in reference to that. And we cover that a lot in our domestic violence awareness form. And if should you have to encounter some of that, there are ways of handling it very professionally. There are steps that you can take to make sure that you are safe and that it is not used against you as far as your performance is concerned in order to maintain your position in the workplace. But if it does occur, you need to make someone aware of it and not just keep it to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because when other people are aware, it has a tendency to make whomever is doing this change their ways as well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For many women, actually, you know, we're talking about in that kind of a situation, it's more of a man against women kind of thing. But for many women, their strongest male advocate and role model is their father. And you're celebrating that this year with your annual father-daughter dance that's returning. Tell us a little bit about that.
We are so excited about our father-daughter dance coming up after a 3-year hiatus, I tell you. We have been working on this and looking forward to this, and we're just so excited that we could bring it back to you this year. We're looking forward to some of the fathers and daughters that we haven't seen in 3 years returning. We're looking forward to them bringing new friends and other family members along for the father-daughter dance. And we just want everybody to be aware that, yes, it is a father-daughter dance. And it's for all ages, from babies all the way up to mature adults, to come with their dads. It doesn't have to be a biological father. It could be a grandfather. It could be an uncle, a mentor, or someone that you trust and love in your community. It could also be a mother, because we also know that mother play dual roles sometimes in their family's lives. So we are including those that want to come out, have a very fun time, and upscale. You're going to be dressed up. You're going to look good. You're going to play games. You're going to dance. You're going to have great food. So we're looking forward to all of you coming out supporting our father-daughter dance. And I don't know if you want to add something to that, Vicki.
I enjoy it every year that we have it. I enjoy looking at the father-daughter dance that they're highlighted with the Luther Vandross song, Dancing with My Father Again. And like you said, we play games and we have door prizes. And it's just really a very, very fun time for both fathers and daughters to get together. We'll be taking pictures.
Oh, yes.
So, yes, we'll be having pictures. And also we'll be doing some interviews with some of the participants and some of the father and daughters that will be attending. Also, we have a guest speaker this year. It's going to be Sheriff Danny Rogers. He will share a short message with us. Mainly about fathers and daughters. And I believe that's pretty much it. The food has always been good.
And and also, just remember, you can get your tickets from Cynthia at 336-706-2239 or
from Vicki Henry at 336-707-4636.
And also, don't forget Eventbrite, always available. You can get your tickets from Eventbrite if you choose.
And you may visit our website at www.colorofreason.com.
And what is the date and location of the father-daughter dance?
The date is February 17th, 2024, and it is located at George Cade's.
Cedar Fork Road is right off of Holden Road.
Great. Well, so as you mentioned, this can be for fathers and daughters. This can be for just a significant man in your life that you've looked up to spend time with them. Or it can be for mothers and families, brothers, whoever. it's really for everyone to just celebrate those relationships.
Yes, and you may bring your brothers and sisters as well for a fee of $25 each. But we do not want to forget, you know, your brother, your siblings. Mm-hmm. They may come as well.
This event is a fundraiser for your programs. How will the money be used throughout the year?
It will be used in the community, putting it back into our programs, continuing to expand our programs. From everything from our Girls Leadership by Design program to our Domestic Violence Awareness program to our educational program. And we're really focusing on our scholarship program this year. So please come out and support us so that we can put these funds back into the community so we can continue to uplift the community.
Yeah, and expand our programs. Mm-hmm. Like you said, we usually feed families mm-hmm. Thanksgiving and also Christmas.
Right.
We also do some school supplies funds
too.
And at Pathways, we usually have canned good drives and also blankets, things for their linen there. And so we are expanding a lot of our partnerships with other community organizations.
The Women's Community Council is always in need of volunteers and successful women to help show young girls what they can achieve. What are different ways that people in the community can help you?
They can share their expertise in any type of area that could help our young ladies and give us a call, and then we can make it so that they can help us in some of our programs that we're having. So that would be a very good resource. I know we have a lot of female judges now, and that's one of the areas that I personally would like to see us expand in with legislature and things like mm-hmm. that, and how to become an access with political issues. Mm-hmm. And you have to be in places where you can make a difference, you know, not just sit back, you know, just like we said earlier, just an all-male organization or city council or whatever, where you don't have any representations of females. You have mm-hmm. to be in those places where you can make a difference. And that's one thing we want to stress with the mm-hmm. Women's Community Council.
Mm-hmm. Also, if you're a woman who's in a typically male-dominated profession, like, say, construction,
yes,
or something like that, and you've made some pathways and worked your way up, I'm sure that would definitely be, because there's no profession that can't be a woman or a man, but sometimes it's just more likely that one or the other does that. But if you've made some pathways in that, the young ladies would be great to hear from you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's fantastic, because a lot of the jobs, the bids, they're asking for female-owned companies mm-hmm. to apply for mm-hmm. those grants and monies to get their projects done.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
And in what ways do you think that adults in our community can work every day to show our young ladies that they have a positive path to the future and success?
One of the ways is always carry yourself like a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
You need to always act and dress like a young lady, because that's the first thing that people see. They see how your appearance play a major role. Your actions, how you handle certain situations. You'd be surprised at how youth are watching what you say, how you say it, how you speak to others, how you deal with others in all types of situations. And even though they might not say anything, but they are certainly watching what you do. So the way that you present yourself is going to make a tremendous difference in how your loved ones and others that might not even know you are impressed with your behavior, and it helps them. So therefore, that's why I always tell parents and other ladies, you have to be careful of what you say, how you say it when there's youth around, because they are certainly watching what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And they're watching what you do more than they're listening to what you say.
Yeah, and you'd be surprised that you can end up being their mentor.
Absolutely.
Someone that they want to follow in life.
And the dress for success, that's getting harder and harder to get across in today's society, because we're so sloppy and casual that, you know, there are times that it pays to put together. You can be casual and still have a nice looking outfit on, mm-hmm. you know, not looking like you just rolled out of bed.
Absolutely. And that's why I am so grateful that a lot of the college campuses are not allowing students to come to class in their PJs, you know, and not having their, you know, hair done and just looking professional because you're in higher education. Mm-hmm. So therefore, you're eventually going to be going out into the world, in the workforce. So that is a part of the preparation for that. And if you just roll out of bed and go to class with your PJs on and you're not looking your best, it says a lot mm-hmm. about how you feel about yourself and how you're seen by others. Mm-hmm. So you need to make sure that you put your best foot forward all the time.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's recap the details of the father-daughter dance, the date, time, location, and how people can get tickets.
Our father and daughter dance will be on Saturday, February the 17th from 6:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. The location is at George K's at Cedar Fork Road, right off of Holden Road here in Greensboro, North Carolina. For tickets, you may call 336-707-4636 or 336-706-2239. You may also visit our website at www.colorofreason.com. You may visit Eventbrite, mm-hmm. where you may purchase your tickets there as well.
Can you just type in Color of Reason and search for it on Eventbrite? Is that how you can find the link for that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, great. Do you have some final words, each of you, that you'd like to share about your work with the council and what you feel is the importance of empowering young women in our community?
I think young women are the key to our future in many ways. You see young women going for every position that's out here now. It's not just a male-dominated arena anymore out here. Young women have to be knowledgeable. They have to be professional. They have to be focused. And that is very, very important in order to enter into the normally male-dominated world. It is not going to stay that way very long because, as you've stated, women are in every job that there is. There are some women there. And so we need to make sure that we are prepared when we go out into the workforce. And we start now at very young ages, getting our mindset, our demeanor, our actions all need to play a part in reaching for these higher goals and achieving these higher goals, because it can be done. And it has been proven over and over again. So any field that you're interested in, you can look and see a female in a high-level position in that arena.
Yes, I just want to also mention that our programs and events are attended multiculturally by various races and mm-hmm. cultures. So it's not, you know, specifically.
It's very diverse.
Very mm-hmm. diverse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because women of all races, yes. we all face some of the same issues and need that encouragement and people like you to show what, you know, how to navigate certain things in the world, because it is different for women. Mm-hmm. And it's nice to know ahead of time when you're a young girl that, you know, you may run into this, you may run into that, but you can push through that and ways to handle those situations.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Absolutely. That is so true. Very true.
So the father-daughter dance coming up on Saturday, February the 17th. And if you want to get some more details about that, you can go to colorofreason.com and Eventbrite for the tickets. Cynthia Ricks and Vicki Henry of the Color of Reason Women's Community Council, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
And once again, that website is colorofreason.com. Thank you for listening to Triad Today on 98.7 Simon.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.